With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Provincial police have charged 14 suspects after 126 people lost money in a grandparent scheme. Police say nearly $1 million was lost, adding that the fraud caused more than just financial distress. OPP Deputy Commissioner Marty Kearns says the shame and humiliation connected to being defrauded can lead to significant emotional, psychological, and physical damage. The victims were between 46 and 95 years old. Investigators laid 56 charges, including involvement in organized crime groups, extortion, impersonating a police officer, and fraud. The final jurors for Donald Trump's hush money trial were selected yesterday. The panel of New Yorkers who will decide the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president were quizzed for days about whether they could be impartial. Just after the jury was seated, emergency crews responded to a park outside the courthouse where a man who had been spreading pamphlets full of conspiracy theories had set himself on fire. Lawyers will present their opening statements Monday morning before prosecutors begin laying out their case alleging a scheme to cover up negative stories Trump feared would hurt his 2016 campaign. Trump has pleaded not guilty and says all of the allegations are false. It's happy news at the Toronto Zoo as it was announced that one of their snow leopards is pregnant. The zoo's care team will be monitoring the two-year-old closely throughout her pregnancy. Snow leopards are considered a vulnerable species. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays won 5-1 against the Padres in their first trip to San Diego since 2013. Yariel Rodriguez had his second MLB start. He threw four strong innings, giving up just one earned run against Fernando Tatis Jr. And it came down to the final out between the Tigers and the Twins last night. Detroit defeated Minnesota 5-4 with a walk-off single in the ninth. It was an off day in the NHL as teams prepared for the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Toronto Maple Leafs and Bruins will face off tonight in Boston for Game 1. The NBA play-in tournament ended last night. Chicago fell to Miami 112-91. Sacramento lost to New Orleans 105-98. The Heat will face the Boston Celtics in the first round of the playoffs, while the Pelicans will square off against the Oklahoma City Thunder. The forecast, a mix of sun and cloud today with gusty winds and a high of 9. Cloudy skies overnight with a low of +1. Tomorrow looks sunny with some gusty winds in the morning and a high of 13. Sunny on Monday with a high of 16. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.